Acting Chief Walsh, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Dave. I'm very pleased to be here. Thank you for having me.
These are challenging times, as we all know, and certainly as frontline first responders, police are there out front. How has been the response so far to COVID-19 as far as regional police are concerned, sir?
Well, actually, Dave, things are very good with police operations within the CBRM. We continue to operate at a normal average call volume. We see some call types are decreasing, things like property crime and theft, but as well as disturbance-type complaints, but we see an increase in some other types of calls, such as COVID-related inquiries and people seeking mental health support, and that was somewhat expected. But we continue to work through this, and we're adjusting our business continuity plan as we work with our emergency health partners and adjust our service delivery and operations as required.
I've heard you in other interviews and in briefs to council say that you're working under some circumstances that wouldn't normally be there anyway, and a reduced number of officers because of how many are off on sick leave or work-related injuries. Is that affecting your response to COVID-19?
No, not really, Dave. We've adjusted our workflow for those other situations, and now we are adjusting again. So dealing with the pandemic and trying to make sure that we have members available, we have basically changed some shift scheduling. I can tell you, for example, that we have changed our civilian staff, as many of those people that can work from home are doing so. We've adjusted our specialized sections and units, their schedule somewhat, so that we have some individuals working from home. And now we're doing the same with our patrol, so that we can always have members on reserve, that we will be able to have an adequate number of officers available for deployment at all times.
Have you or any of your officers have had to self-isolate or been quarantined, or have any been confirmed COVID-19 cases?
I'm very glad to say that we don't have any members that are ill with COVID. We have had 4 officers that had to self-isolate only because of travel, and only one remains on self-quarantine.
Where does the planning go from here, Acting Chief Walsh? I know it's hard to say how long this is going to go on, but how long can you do it with the numbers that you have and the circumstances you're facing?
Well, we're in this for the long run, and we feel that our business continuity plan is sound, that we are working, like I said, with health partners and communicating on a daily basis with Nova Scotia Chiefs and Dr. Strang's office and health professionals to give us some guidance through this, and we're making those daily adjustments. We are prepared to be here for the public through the duration of this, and I want to assure the public of that.
When your officers go out there, we all know, you know, officers are human. The men and women who are officers with the Regional Police Service are out there on the front lines. Does your police service have the proper safety equipment that's necessary in these days?
Yes, we do, Dave. We have respirators, N95 respirators, and masks, as well as other personal protective equipment. Things like gloves and hand sanitizer. But our best weapon really against this is no different than that of the general public, and that is safe distancing and practicing those safe distancing protocols. So our members are prepared. They know that they have to be cautious when they're dealing with the public. Fortunately, to date, there has been very little community spread, and that's really helped us. I'm glad to say that the province, with the leadership of Dr. Strang, was quick to get ahead of this and to put these measures in place, and that has been very helpful in preventing the spread of this through the province of Nova Scotia.
When communities declare emergencies, they give special powers to everyone, to police especially. Have you handed out any tickets for that sort of thing, and how closely are you going to be monitoring that situation and enforcing it?
Well, I can tell you we have been monitoring it very closely, and initially the protocol was that we were trying to educate the public and get compliance. I can tell you that we know most citizens are doing what they should to protect themselves and others by remaining home as much as possible, and we sincerely thank you for that. But as you pointed out, we do have special authority now to enforce, and we have to date, we've laid a total of 3 charges for people failing to comply with the directive.
And that's a matter of just keeping people safe. And I know the community is out, you know, the community is working to do there, but you will have people that don't obey. Have you or any of your officers been threatened with COVID-19? Because there have been cases in other areas of the province that has happened.
No, we've not been threatened. However, we have been following this closely. And as I said, we discussed this with our policing partners across the province. And it is something that has happened in other locations. And again, if somebody was to threaten to cough or spit on an officer, that's an assault. It's a threat. And they'll be arrested and charged for that as well. We take this very seriously.
Well, we all do. Thank you. We certainly appreciate, Acting Chief Walsh, your taking this time, because I know these are very busy days. We'll keep in touch, and perhaps we'll chat again. And again, thank you for appearing this morning.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you for allowing me to be on the show this morning, and I wish you and your listeners well.